On Fridays, we talk about your money, and today we always hear the real estate is the best investment, but is that true now? Yesterday, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told lawmakers that the housing slump will intensify. To hear what that means for people thinking about buying, we called Shira Boss. She's author of a book on financial hardship, a regular guest on this program.
Good morning.
Do plummeting housing prices mean that this is a good time to buy a first house? It's certainly a temptation.
It is, you know, and nobody really knows where we are on the curve. It could be a little bit cheaper now, or it could be getting cheaper for the next 5 or 6 years. You really don't know. So you really need to look at your individual situation and not really rush and try to time the market. You know, it's like the stock market. You can't time that either. So you need to look at your individual situation and make a decision based on that.
Why don't you break down briefly the kind of various situations people might be in? For instance, who would be in a situation where it would really be better to keep renting?
Well, the first thing is how much of a down payment do you have saved up? Because in recent years, we've been allowed to buy homes with, you know, nothing down or even borrowing more than the house is worth and so forth. Going back to the old-fashioned saving 10 to 20% down payment is going to be your first step. So you shouldn't even look at houses until you have that kind of down payment. In terms of your situation, you know, it depends on what kind of job you have, how stable is your job, what field are you, and how likely are you to be relocated.
Is it important for some people to have the flexibility of renting?
Absolutely. That's, you know, friends of mine bought a house and had it for less than a year, and he got laid off and spent months job searching, and this week accepted a new job in another city, and next week their house is going on the market. So,
and they're stuck, probably.
It's not a great time. It hasn't appreciated, and you know, selling a house is more expensive than buying it, so they need to cover closing costs and the cost of maybe holding it for a few months while it sells. So that can be a sticky situation. And it's a good one for people to think about because, you know, it addresses this idea that real estate is not a sure thing in terms of, you know, easy and quick profit and you'll never go wrong. I mean, there are situations where you can be stuck and lose money.
It does seem counterintuitive, though, to imagine that real estate wouldn't be a good investment. I mean, I've actually heard that for some people, it's better to rent your whole life.
One huge thing with renting, I mean, the key to renters is rent below your budget. So you're at least aiming to set aside money to buy. Even if you never do save up that 20%, then that's your indication that you could never afford to buy. But it's also what I like to look at as the social cost of ownership. So when you rent versus own something, you look at your property very differently. And it's not just the things that you need to maintain and fix if they're broken, but you want to upgrade and you want to keep your landscaping super nice. So you end up either spending or tempted to spend a lot more money when you own. And, you know, that's something a lot of people don't take into account when they think about owning.
There is a U.S. Census figure on home ownership that a lot of people might find a little bit surprising. 1 in 4 people who are under the age of 25 own a home. Do you think there's pressure to get into the game of home ownership or has been?
I find that figure surprising, too. And that's something I would love to caution young people against, is that feeling that, oh my gosh, owning real estate is something to aim for. And if we're renting, we're basically losing money every month. And you really have to aim to do that. And the sooner the better. And we have to get in on this game. And you can get into this kind of panic attack when you're young about having to buy. And I think that's incorrect because it's not necessarily something everybody can do or everybody should do. And that we should kind of relax and not push people into real estate as something they have to do.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Shira Boss is author of Green with Envy, A Whole New Way to Look at Financial Unhappiness. At NPR.org, you can read how one Florida couple got in over their heads when they bought a house beyond their means.